When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Singing you.
What time? Okay, let me see what time it is. I want to be. Okay, hey, we got Ross coming
we
up, don't
do,
we?
We do, Ross Tucker. All right, let's get to our next guest, Ross Tucker. Follow him on social media, at Ross Tucker NFL. We don't even know we're going to catch up with Ross this week. We're excited to. After... Well, it was a different kind of game. Our first Eagles loss in a couple months, and we're yawning about it today. Ross, how you doing today?
I'm fantastic, Joe. How are you?
Well, I've been better. I mean, we kind of forgot how to do this, Ross.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, so we're yelling and screaming today. Ross, let's unpack what happened yesterday. And obviously the Jalen Hurts injury changed the game. It changed the way they played. But it was kind of uncharacteristic, the other things that happened. The defense faltered. Special teams was not good yesterday. And they had some, you know, undisciplined moments. So there's just a lot of stuff in that game yesterday with the Eagles, Ross.
It was a wild game, you know, and I know nobody listening looks at it this way, but if you weren't a fan of either one of those teams, that was like one of the best games of the year. I mean, you know, just because all of the swings and the turns back and forth. It's funny because I was doing a game for CBS, Titans Colts. So as soon as that game was over, I pull up the Eagles on my phone and I watch the end of it. And then I go back and I watch the whole thing, you know, last night to watch every snap. But that was a wild game. And yeah, I would say it was surprising how many uncharacteristic things happened to the Eagles. I was thinking about this. Like, they have been led by their running game and their defense, and that is exactly what let them down in the game. I mean, I know a lot of people are talking about...
Wait, could you say that? I know you're about to rewind it, but could you say that again? What happened in this game, Ross, from your... expert analysis?
Right. The strength of the team, the thing that makes the Eagles unique and has been the reason why they went on the 10-game winning streak, have been the running game and the defense, and those two things let them down for the last three quarters.
Wait, before you say anything, let air that out for a minute. Let people hear that. The defense and the running game.
Because, Ross, there's been a lot of conversation today. There's a sentiment out there that Pickett's like the reason it all went wrong yesterday, or he, you know, that's the biggest thing. And obviously, losing your starting quarterback changes the game. Ross, how did you think Pickett played? I thought he was fine. Like, they scored 26 points with him in. I didn't expect a lot, but I also didn't think he came in there and just destroyed their chances to win. In fact, I mean, if Devontae catches the ball, I think we're all saying, hey, he did his job. They won the game with Kenny Pickett. What did you think of Pickett's play yesterday in particular?
Well, that's a really good point, and I want everyone to think about this. If Devontae catches that pass and the Eagles win, what's everybody saying about Pickett today? He got it done, man. He came in, and you know what? It wasn't always perfect, and he threw a bad pick, but that, you know, he was ready for the moment. He got us the win we needed. I think most of the listeners are smarter than that. I think most of the listeners are smart enough to realize, don't just put it on the quarterback, especially when it's the backup quarterback. Do I think they would have won the game with Hurts? Yeah, of course I think they would have won the game with Hurts. Does that make it okay that the defense is just leaving Zaccheaus uncovered when they had 12 guys on the field, or that the kickoff coverage unit was that bad or that they couldn't run the ball really a lick after the first quarter? No, it doesn't. And that look, Jalen Hurts is going to come back. I mean, maybe he misses this week. I have no idea. But Jalen Hurts is going to be back for the playoffs. So the quarterback thing is almost not even worth talking about. What's worth talking about is what the heck happened to the defense and what the heck happened to the running game.
So let's unpack the running game part, Ross, because that is interesting because yesterday we had a chance to see what it looked like without Jalen, and we know he adds an element and defenses have to account for that. Now, there's two ways to look at this. I'd say down to down, it was far less successful. There were far more negatives or one-yard runs, but there also was the 68-yarder. So it depends on how you look at the picture because Saquon's numbers with Pickett in there were just – they were very good, but obviously it was mostly unsuccessful with one huge run. What did you think of why the running game was stymied a lot of those –
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing – But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Times.
Yeah, I didn't think they blocked very well. And I know I heard Olsen and those guys talk about the fact that they went more single high safety and they stacked the I don't care. You know, yesterday I'm doing that other game and Matt Ryan comes on and he does an update and he says that the Lions have the best O-line in the league. I said, whoa, Matt, you're from Philly. You can't be saying the Lions have the best O-line in the league. I did not think yesterday that the Eagles' offensive line played to their standard. Yes, Hurts helps a lot with his ability to run. Yes, you know, they probably were more focused on the run with Pickett in there. I really don't care. I don't care that it's single high safety. I don't care that they had an extra guy in the box. There were too many negative yardage runs, loss yardage runs. You know, usually this year with Saquon, they've been getting him to the line of scrimmage clean, and because of his size-speed combo, it usually is at least 3 to 5 yards. It was really negatively affecting these series when he's like losing 2 yards, getting hit in the backfield. You know, the Eagles are supposed to be the bullies, not the other team, and they were not in this game.
Ross Tucker with us here. Ross, we come down on CJ GJ and how much they need to try to coach him through his emotions. Like yesterday he got thrown out of the game and I understand that play. If you look at the replay, you can't tell like what he did. He got shoved, but he said something obviously that caused the ejection plus the one he had before that. Ross, I love the energy he plays with. Everywhere he goes, he wins. But sometimes you watch the Eagles and it's him, Jalen Carter tends to do stuff after a play or in the middle of a play. And I wonder about their composure in big moments. I don't want to take that away from them, but I also don't want penalties in big moments next month.
It's a fair question, and what I am hopeful for, I'm like almost glad that this happened, right? I'd like to think that not only Gardner Johnson, his teammates, now that this happened, will be on high alert to not let it happen again, and to a lesser extent with Jalen Carter. Now, Jalen Carter is an absolute dog, And the fact that he plays like that, that's why he's as good as he is. So you don't want him to lose that edge. It's funny because he's like on a scale of 1 to 10. He's like a 9. And I feel like Jordan Davis, when I watch Jordan Davis play, Jordan Davis like a 2 or a 3. It would be perfect if Jalen Carter could give like 1 or 2 of those to Jordan Davis. So he doesn't get the penalties, but he gets Jordan Davis to have a little bit more of that dog in him. I think it's a positive. Last week what happened with Jalen Carter hitting Hayward's brother in the head on the punt, I'd like to think, Joe, that they're not going to make the same mistake twice, that they can have an edge without going over the edge. And I hope that not only, you know, they got the penalty, but then Sirianni reinforces it in the meeting. The teammates are aware of it. It's almost like I hope, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe they'll do it again and I'll look like an idiot. I hope they got it out of their system and they'll think better of it the next time while still playing with an edge.
Ross, let's play it out. Ross Tucker with us here. So we don't know. We probably won't know till late in the week if Jalen Hurts will be cleared from protocol to play against the Cowboys. Ross, let's go under the assumption he's not going to be able to play this weekend. Let's say they have to play Pickett again against the Dallas Cowboys. They'll be favored to win, and they have to win the division before Week 18, which now, Ross, becomes interesting for me because if they're not going to get the one, and that's very unlikely at this point, Week 18 could be their bye week, assuming they wrap the division up this week. Ross, what do you think about a Cowboys matchup this weekend against Pickett, and Dallas has played better the last few weeks here?
They really have. The Cowboys look pretty good. I was thoroughly impressed by them last night, right? They're officially eliminated and midway through the afternoon. Those guys showed up at the stadium knowing they were out, and they went out. I mean, they played well. They were hitting the crap out of the Bucks. I thought that was a super impressive win for the Cowboys. It'll be a little bit different, obviously, on the road in Philly. I think it'll be a very close competitive game. I hate to say it, but I think the way Rush is playing, if it's Pickett, if it's Jalen, I feel very good about it. If it's Pickett, I still feel pretty good about it in the sense that he'll get the reps this week. The offense will be totally designed around his skill set, and I have faith in Kellen Moore and Sirianni to be able to take advantage fully of what Pickett can do. Because, by the way, Pickett's not Hurts. But he's not like he's not just a pocket statue. He can move a little bit too. So I think either way the Eagles get the win, I think it's probably a little more comfortable if Jalen plays. But I do think even with Pickett, Eagles find a way to get the win.
Yeah, suddenly becomes a big game so they can finish this thing before Week 18. Ross, we appreciate you hopping on early this week. Ross, enjoy your holiday, and we'll
Thanks
catch up in the new year. Ross, thank you so much.
Sounds great. Likewise, guys.
There he goes. Ross Tucker, at Ross Tucker NFL, for his daily Ross report. How about that, Hugh Douglas? A little truth on the defense from Ross Tucker.
Well, because I understand there's a lot in play when it comes to this story, and there's a lot that people don't understand. And I get that, and I understand that, and that's part of my job is to try to sit here and explain it to you the best that I can. When we talk about this defense and the way that they play, it's not in any kind of way trying to slight Jalen Hurts' contribution. That's not what I'm trying to do, because I feel like just listening to people talk and the feedback that I'm getting, that's what people feel. That's not what I'm doing. I know how important Jalen is to this team, just like I knew how important Donovan was to the team that I played on. But the bottom line is this. Injuries happen in the NFL. And a lot of times you have to compensate for those injuries. So what I'm trying to tell you as a former defender, the mentality that you go into the game with, this defense has been the focal point and what has been talked about this whole season. So much so that it forced me to change my take, and people are running around the streets talking about defenses of luxury, necessities, all that other good stuff. So yesterday was the first time in a long time that this defense didn't live up to the expectations. And it's okay. It's not the end of the world. But all of a sudden, now people are mad because now by saying the defense didn't do their job, in some way that's slighting Jalen and what he brings to the table. That's not what it is. That's not what I'm trying to do.
I'm not even mad. Like, I guess, well, I'm frustrated because...
Well, we're all frustrated.
Yes, but not because of the loss, but because, like, I feel like when you ask Ross, you know, the defense didn't play well, this is not, like, we all know those things are true. My point is you can trace everything back to the reality that Jalen Hurts got injured, and that throws everything else off. Like, we all admitted at one point in the show, even though some people are backing off of it because it's not helping what their agenda is today, is that this game would likely look very different if Jalen Hurts started the whole game. Do we not all agree with that?
Sure.
Okay, yeah. But, like, so then why? Tell me why you think the game might look different if Jalen was a quarterback. And it's for all the reasons that I'm bringing up.
We also just had Ross, a former offensive lineman, and so they got beat up front. Ross was just giving us his perspective watching the game. He put far more on the run game issues on they got beat.
But I think
if you asked him, than he did on the quarterback.
But he also said that if Jalen Hurts was in there, it might look different.
Sure,
and he also said that he thinks the game would look a lot differently had Jalen Hurts been in there. Like, that's all I'm trying to say, is that, like, this is okay. It's okay the defense didn't have their best day, because you can explain it with the special teams not putting them in favorable positions and the offense doing that too.
I've just seen so many backups play worse. And it, like, yesterday, let me give you an example. The game that Jalen missed 2 games 2 years ago, right? Dallas and then New Orleans. The New Orleans game here, when they lost 20-10 and Minshew threw a pick six, that was horrendous. They scored 10 points with the best offense in the league. That is a quarterback change ruining the game.
I'm not even telling you that Kenny is to blame, like, himself. I'm not saying he sucked, that's why they lost. I'm saying the reason that everything looked off, the reason that the defense looked off, the reason the offense couldn't get the run game going, it's because we were dealing with a change at quarterback. Our backup had to come in. Everything was thrown off. I'm not saying Kenny, like, in certain situations, yes, that's enough to win a game. I am saying the reason the Eagles lost, and it's okay to admit this, not because the defense, like, sucks all of a sudden. No, like, they were put in an unfavorable position by an offense that wasn't able to possess the ball and by special teams that couldn't kick the ball into the freaking end zone.
Yeah, so I think we all feel that in some way, whether strongly or passively. We all feel what Kyle feels there. That Jalen not being there changed things, and it affected the game, of course. I can't let the defense off the hook for yesterday. You mentioned it's not just 36 points.
They gave up 36 points, man.
22,
bottom line.
22 in the fourth quarter, which make that's
yeah.
You know, the Eagles haven't lost a game like that in 5 years. And, like, it's almost impossible to lose the way they lost yesterday, and they did it. And I know we're okay, but yesterday, like, they cost themselves a shot at the one seed yesterday. That's the truth. Now we're all like, well, it probably wasn't going to happen anyway. When the game started, we're like, maybe. They cost themselves yesterday a shot at the one seed. That's a fact. Like, they have a 4% chance now instead of a 20% chance. It got worse. So that makes the whole process worse. So it's annoying. They ended up losing that game yesterday that they absolutely could have won. And the other thing, and I think, and I agree with Ross, they're going to find a way to win this weekend, even if it is Pickett. But they have to win this weekend. Otherwise, they can't rest in Week 18. That becomes their bye. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Elliot is in Lumberton. Hey, Elliot.
Hi, guys. How are we doing?
Elliot, we were frustrated after a loss. First time in months.
I know, and I am getting frustrated, and I feel like I'm getting an aneurysm listening to you guys this afternoon.
Why?
Because I agree with Kyle. The defense
That'll give you an
is not
aneurysm.
Solely to blame for this loss. It is on Pickett not being able to manage and sustain the offense and the run game. And by doing that, the defense couldn't get off the field. And I also put some of the blame on Jake Elliott because, once again, we can't kick a field goal over 50 yards.
This is one of the main reasons why.
So, Elliot, let me ask you a question. How is the defense not the biggest issue yesterday? They allowed 22 fourth quarter points, Elliot. How do you not come away frustrated with the defense? Their best safety got himself thrown out of the game because he can't compose himself. They had 12 men on the field and allowed a breakaway touchdown. How is that not on them?
It's not on them because, one, I don't know why CJGJ got ejected after he got hit.
Well, I can give you a reason.
Because he was talking after the ref told him to be quiet.
Yeah, and because he can't compose himself. I mean, we've seen this now. He's been in the league a while. Like, he has no composure out there. It's fun half the time, and then half the time he's getting penalties.
I just think you guys are just looking for someone to blame because you can't blame Jalen this week, honestly. Because if Jalen is in that game, we win.
It's true.
Well, you don't know honestly, that.
If,
I mean, you don't know that.
If Tanner McKee was in the game,
oh my God.
I think we would have had a better shot at winning.
Yeah, yeah, I gotta, we got to stop.
This is why I don't like talking to everybody, man. Because I'm sitting here.
You think Pickett played bad yesterday, Elliot?
Yeah.
Why? Give me reasons he played bad.
Did you guys see his stats in the second half?
Did you see the 26 points they had on the board with him? Can I give you four games this year where Jalen's stats were the same as his yesterday? Like, we make it sound like we haven't
14 for 24, 143 yards.
We've won games.
One TD, one interception.
We've won games with that quarterback play three or four times this season. What didn't happen in those games? The defense didn't throw up on themselves.
I have one more point to make. You know how I knew this game wasn't going to go our way and it was going to end a loss?
When?
When there was it was either a fourth or one or a fourth and two, and we punted the ball away. If Hurts is in that game, we go for it.
Probably. I mean, I agree.
He's right.
Yeah.
Which is why if Hurts was in this game, we win. We can't run our offense.
I know.
The way that
we do this thing where we create Hurts scenarios, but we don't take away the opposite scenarios. Like, you're right on that, Elliot. You're absolutely right that they go for that push, probably convert it. There's also the bombs to AJ that became pass interferences that Jalen maybe, instead of throwing it, he doesn't see it and runs for 6 yards. Like, everything changes on the good and the bad. Everything changes. So you're right. There's probably three or four plays that they can't do because Jalen's out there. There are also some things that Kenny did that Jalen probably wouldn't have done. He probably would have tucked it and run because he does that all the time. So, like, it's a totally different game. I'm looking at the game I watched yesterday, Ellie, and we appreciate it. And I thought the defense was the biggest reason.
That was crazy.
This is kind of crazy.
It was. It was a little different.
No. Because now I'm offended by the way that my guy Elliot right there was treated.
Geez.
How was he treated? I didn't say a word. But he kind of validated
why. This is why I don't like talking football
with a whole lot of people.
But he's making some of my points. So.
That's why he's
smart. Defending him?
Right, can we? Stop. Let's pause this. Can we hear from Dan Quinn? I want to hear Dan Quinn. Because yesterday it felt like they thought they won their Super Bowl. Can we hear this? They probably did. Let's hear Dan Quinn locker room yesterday. This is because of the defense.
Take every f***ing one of us, everybody in this locker room, collective f***ing mindset, it did take f***ing everybody.
Yes, right? Sir.
Congrats on number 10, man. Yes. Hey, man. Heavy hitters now live here. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. I got a game ball to the first coach in his first season to get 10 wins in franchise history.
Franchise history, huh?
You know what? Hearing that, Hugh, I want to see them again.
You do.
They just now it's personal.
You do because people don't realize what happened for them and why they're celebrating the way that they're celebrating. They've been bottom dwellers for a while. They went into this game. Think about it. And I'm not going to hit y'all what I tried to tell y'all, but I did try to tell you.
Here we go.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
Into this game with a whole lot of bravado. They felt like they let one get away. 18 for 28 was what Jalen had. 221 yards, no TDs, sacked twice. They felt like one of them got away. We validated their parking ticket right now. We validated it because they're a team that has had – they've been drafting it for number one draft picks forever, high in the draft forever. Now they've – gotten to the point where they feel like they got a leader of men with their young quarterback. Mm. That's why they're celebrating the way that they're celebrating. And we over here playing semantics, talking about this, that, or the third. What we need to do is go ahead and be real about what happened. The Bear got us yesterday. The Bear got us. Now we got to go ahead, get ready, finish out these last two games, and potentially get ready to see them again. Oh, because they think they solved the riddle. They did something that no other team was able to do. And I understand, listen, y'all, for y'all being your feelings, I'm not saying Jalen wasn't a big part of that. But when Jalen goes out of the game, the dynamic changes. You can hunker down on the running game a lot more than you could if Jalen wasn't out there.
Oh, just like
yeah, but at the end of the day, they still gave up 36 points.
They gave up 36 points, Kyle. When's the last time this defense gave up 36 points?
But maybe probably the last time Jalen Hurts wasn't in the game against
When was the last time that this defense had too many men on the field?
Last year, probably 36 points.
I would bet it's like, when Hurts either wasn't in the game or wasn't playing
that
well.
That is uncharacteristic right there within itself. That's stuff that you do at the beginning of the season. That's stuff you do in Brazil.
Why are you confident that in a third meeting against the Commanders we'll beat them? Because Jalen will be healthy, right?
No, you know why? Because they learn from their mistakes.
And well, the quarterback will be healthy.
Listen to what I'm saying. Kyle, I'm not slighting Jalen.
You
know who else was healthier in this game? Their quarterback. And you know what else, what he brought to the table that they didn't have the last time that they played? His ability to run the football. That's what hurts, if you want to talk semantics. That's what hurts you.
And we would have dogged them anyway if we had our quarterback.
No. But I think we're glossing over it. Like, bleep happens. You got to be able to overcome it. Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Sure. We can't just say the quarterback goes out and we're done.
Okay, but that's
Jalen Hurts, every year of his career, is banged up at the end of a season. Every single year. That's his reality. So guess what? There could be a playoff game. He gets knocked out.
We'll cross that bridge when we get there, though. Like, my whole thing is, like, if Kenny was going to have to go in the rest of the season, I would sit here and say, you know what? The defense has to be better than it was yesterday in that game. My whole thing today is, it's okay. What just happened yesterday? There should be no big picture concerns about the defense because we're likely not to be in this situation again. And when Jalen Hurts is in, everything else falls in place after that.
215-592-9494. They got torched by a rookie quarterback in the fourth quarter.
Torched. They damn near gave. He almost ran for 100 yards.
I know. It's one of the most. Highly
y'all crazy.
I think there's only been five quarterbacks ever to do that in the NFL. He torched them yesterday, and his running back fumbled the ball three times. Like, he lost three possessions because his running back.
And we gave those opportunities right back.
215-592-9494. For all your phone calls, we'll get to what Sirianni said about CJ GJ getting ejected. They better get it together composure-wise because that can't happen in a big game. Plus, I tinkered with the playoff machine after yesterday's results. I'll tell you what I came up with next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This holiday season, warm up with the comfort foods that you love, made even better with half-filled pork. And nothing brings holiday cheer quite like bacon on everything from breakfast to appetizers to holiday dinners. Bacon adds a perfect touch for flavor that your family will love. Y'all know how much I love bacon. That's why I love talking about bacon. So if you like bacon as much as I do, visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes and a retail location near you. Give the gift of flavor this year and go with Hatfield. Get some bacon.